Lord. Wonderful, he's so wonderful. Oh, eyes have seen and ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? Wonderful, let's all stand as Brother Terrence comes. Isn't he wonderful?
It went with us this morning. Remember now, we'll be eating after the first service. Only one service today. Remember that. And also remember, this coming Tuesday, we'll have service and not Wednesday. And then the following Tuesday, we'll have service, not Wednesday. So just remember that. For the next two Wednesdays, we'll have Tuesday service. Just put it that way. Just remember that. Prayer requests we have. The one we've said we'd announce on a regular basis is Susie Baxter. She's from up in Tennessee and she's got lung cancer, so keep her on your heart. Brother Joseph of Canada gave me one, said Brother Gene Collins is in the ER this morning with chest pains. So remember Brother Collins this morning. Also, Sister Alicia gave me one, says please remember, her mom. She's back in the hospital. Her heart continues to retain fluid. Please pray that the Lord will be merciful unto her and heal her and let her know how much he loves her. So remember Sister Alicia's mom this morning as we pray. Also remember Anna back there. She's about a month away and, you know, all you ladies know how that's going through. So just keep Anna Dale on your heart because she's going to be going through it from now till little Hudson gets here. So just remember that as we pray. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this morning. Lord, people, the ones that are traveling, we have people that are not here, I'm sure, are traveling on the highways. Bless them, be with them, and guide them. Be with the request that was mentioned here, Lord. Bless them. Whatever the needs are in these situations, you come down and be with them and guide them. Be with the services. Be with the unspoken requests. The sick, Lord, Brother Donnie's not here. I'm sure he's still sick. Lord, this cold. All the people, Lord, that we're praying for that's got these sicknesses, Lord, just come down today and bless them and take it away. Remember little Anna there, Lord, with the pregnancy, and all will be well for this next month, and all will be well when little Huddy gets here. We love you, Lord, and remember Wade will be preaching this morning. Be with him and give him strength. Forgive us for all our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
I believe for all things are possible. Only believe, yes, only believe, only believe, for all things are possible. Only believe, it's greater than is the blood that still cleanses me, is the grace that still sets me free. Oh, to praise him, and I know the blood's applied. I'm walking in of life, and I cannot fall, for it's greater than all the blood of the Lamb. Do you know that this morning? It's greater than all my sins, is the blood that still cleanses me. It's the grace that still sets me free to praise Him. life, and I cannot fall. Force greater than all, the blood of the Lamb. Amen. We're so happy for that this morning, that the blood of Christ that keeps us in those times. Amen.
We're going to ask Brother John, would you come this morning and take up the tithes and offering?
Lift you up to worship.
Yes,
you, Father.
Jesus.
And Lord, we pray right now you would bless the tithes and the offering and everything that comes in, Lord. Help us to continue as a church to be stewards, Lord, of everything that you've given us, Lord. Bless all those that can give and those who can't, Lord. You
yes,
know how to meet every need. We commit the remainder of the service into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Let's sing that chorus, He is Lord, and we're going to ask Brother Colley if you would go ahead and get ready with your Bible reading. Let's all stand as he comes forward.
Oh, He is Lord. Yes, He is Lord. For He has risen.
All able to be here together again. You know, every time I'm able to leave that cane, I'm thankful. Because the Spirit, the Bible tells us, always be positive. Always testify that I am healed. And just keep believing that. Amen. We're going to read this morning from Psalm 104, verses 1 through 14. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're ever grateful and we're thankful always of what you do for us, Lord, and how that you lead us. Lord, let us always testify in a positive manner that what you promised, Lord, you will bring to pass. Lord, and you said, by his stripes we are healed. We were healed, not we will be, but we are healed. God, and we ask you just to bring that to bear, bring it to fruition that we can see and hold fast to those things. We ask you to bless those in Sunday school. Lord, touch them in a special way. Give them strength to grow and to be strong. And that follow in the foot tracks of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to bless us here in the sanctuary. Lord, that what we read and hear, God, that it become a part of us. And we thank you for it. And remember Brother Wade this morning, Father, and touch him in a special way. That which you have given him, Lord, he can give it. And we receive it. And we thank you in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Psalm 104, begin with verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty.
Who covers thyself with light as we in the world of darkness, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain,
who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds of his chariots, who walketh upon the wings of the wind.
Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire.
Who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever.
Thou coverest it with your deep, as with a garment.
At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hastened away.
They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them.
Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth.
He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills.
Excuse me. What verse?
11.
I'm sorry. Okay. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wind asses quench their thirst.
By them shall boughs of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches.
He waters the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He caused grass to grow over the cattle, the herbs of the servants. He bringeth forth food to father earth. Amen. God bless you. May be seated.
Amen. Let's turn to page 675 in the Spiral Songbook. So happy there, Lord. He's a provider. He knows all things about our lives and what's going on with it. Amen. I'm sorry. Amen. Years I spent in vanity and pride, oh, caring not who left our Lord crucified. No, not it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Oh, pardon there was multiplied to me, and there my burden so fell lifted. My sin I learned, and then I trembled at the law I spurned, till my guilty soul implored turn to Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Oh, pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so fell liberty at Calvary. Now I've given to Jesus everything. Oh, now I gladly own him as my king. Now my raptured soul can only sing at Calvary. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Oh, pardon there was multiplied to me, and there my burden so fell liberty at Calvary. Salvation's plan, and oh, the grace that brought it down, amen. Oh, the mighty gift that God gives men at Calvary. Oh, mercy there in grace, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied. So found liberty at Calvary.
that last verse again.
Oh, mercy there when grace and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary.
We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship him.
Oh, we have come into his house to magnify his name and worship him. We have come into his house to magnify his name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship him. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's just forget about ourselves. Oh, so forget about yourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's just praise Him with all our hearts. So let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Oh, let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Oh, let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Christ our Lord. Let's sing that once more. For we have come into His house to magnify His name and worship Him. Oh, we have come into His house to magnify His name and worship Him. For we have come into His house to magnify His name and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Just forget about yourself. Oh, let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's just praise Him this morning. Oh, let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Him. So let us lift up holy hands and magnify His name and worship Christ the Lord. Oh, worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. It just takes that surrendering of the heart. Amen. Let's turn to page 613. Let's try this song. You happy in the Lord this morning? Amen. We can come and just forget about the cares of the life and the world and just hear the word of the Lord. Amen. There's a light in the window and the table spread in splendor. Someone standing by the open door. I can see see the bright light shine. It's just about home time. For I can see my Father standing at the door. This world is just a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. Lord, I've never been this homesick. I can see the family gather, sweet faces all familiar. No one is old or feeble anymore. Oh, this lonesome heart is crying. Think I'll spread my wings for flying. I've never been this homesick before. Hallelujah. See the bright light shine. It's just about home time. And I can see my Father standing at the door. This world is just a wilderness. I'm ready for deliverance. So God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Oh, I'm gonna live so. Amen. We're going to live, we're going to pray, we're going to sing, and we're going to work so God can use us. Amen. Let's sing that once more as everybody just shake hand one with another, greet each other in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to live so God can use me. Brother Brown said, prayer doesn't take God, bringing God down to man. It lifts man up to God. Amen. It's in his presence all things are possible. Let's change the order of the service as Brother Wade comes this morning. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, for I want to see. I want to see you. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Oh, I want to see you. To see you high and lift.
Here this morning to see him. We didn't come to see each other, even though we did, but we come to see him. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to have each and every one of you here. We've got a couple of visitors with us. Well, one visitor, the one's been here before. Good to have Sister Rachel and Sister Anna Andrews from Brother Yancey's church. They just heard we were having a free food, so they decided to come. Yeah, I don't know why they're up here, but good to have Josiah with us today. We're having a dinner after we get finished, so we will try to get done as fast as we can. We're going to try to end this series on the 70 weeks of Daniel and be just a little Sunday school class this morning and try to wrap it up. But just by way of a few more announcements, remember, again, Tuesday night we will be having Wednesday night service. Tuesday night, don't do anything Wednesday, just this Tuesday night and next Tuesday night. Dad and I will be leaving Wednesday about lunch, going to Illinois to do some hunting, and Brother Chris Long will be preaching for you next Sunday. And I will be speaking for Brother Byler next Sunday, and as soon as we get finished at Brother Byler's, we'll be heading back home. So we'll be back Sunday afternoon, kind of late. So just keep us in your prayers. Also, Brother Jewel Forney will be here on December the 8th. That'll be a Sunday. Dad and I'll be going to Second Gun Hunt in Illinois. I hope not. If we kill a big one, we're not going back. But we'll be here. Somebody will be here December the 8th to preach, I promise you. And our Christmas dinner is on December the 15th. And we'll have a special guest that day. We'll only have one service from Brother Mike Oltig from Beach Island, South Carolina, and that is a beach with not an A in it. B-E-E-C-H, beach tree, because he lives nowhere close to the beach. For Beach Island, South Carolina. Yeah, that was people, you going to the beach? No, it's B-E-E-C-H, beach tree. There's a lot of beach trees over there, so beach tree, South Carolina. So, Beach Island. But also one more thing, Sister Jill Fleeman, you saw the brother here Wednesday night, the young man, the tall guy, that's her son. But Sister Jill Fleeman from South Carolina sent some wristbands that has two scriptures on them. I've got mine on my hand. One of them is by his stripes, I'm healed. And they come in these little packets right here. I'll tell you a reason in a minute. And then Psalms 118, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. She sent these as a reminder of God's healing promises and for you to pray for her. She's battling breast cancer. So if you want one, see Brother Joseph, and we need to, if we can, support that. And what money that goes to that will be used for her treatment. But that's a vile thing. Mr. Cancer will not make it to the millennium, I promise you. No, he will not make it. He's not. He's dead already. He just don't know it. I'm like... I think about, every time I see that word, I think of Brother Dutch Scott. His dad died of a long battle with cancer. And Brother Dutch says, I hope God lets me put my foot on the head of that cancer demon and squash him to death for what he did to my dad. So, and you know what? We have that overcoming power. We have the ability to do that here. We have the ability to take care of things, and this little bracelet is just a reminder that I'm heading towards 60 years old, and there's some things in my body that needs to be healed, and there's things in your body that needs to be healed. So let's support that with our prayers, number one. And if you'd like one, see Brother Joseph. They come in this little packet here, and it's a little wristband that you can wear. And she has other things on her website. She has a website, judaspraise.com, and you can order things. Like, she's got shirts that says Boo Devil. Some of the things that we say that are message related, you know, she puts them on a shirt. So check her website out. So if you got your Bibles or pull the screen up, we'll go to the last part of this is going to be, I told you we've been through the 70 weeks of Daniel. And for those of you that have not been here, then just endure it for a little while, or go back and watch and listen, or just pray that God will give you spiritual insight. Cause I can't give you a revelation anyway. It's only God can do it. Okay? And I want to give you one more little tidbit of notes. When I get finished with this series, I've been, something came to me the other day. Remember what Brother Dale's been preaching on? He said, sometimes, you know, a preacher will get up and still start preaching. He'll be preaching something, and all of a sudden God will take you off into another direction. Another thought. Brother Harris was preaching, oh man, a long time ago. And I was having problems with predestination a little bit, so I was sitting right there, and buddy, he was preaching away, had nothing to do, didn't even read a scripture that had predestination in it. But God opened predestination just like he opened the book and just handed it to me just like this. And it just kept unfolding. So, you know, God can do that. But I've been thinking on, as I was sitting there the other day listening to Brother Dale, the word revival came into my heart. And the word revival came into my heart. Right. So I have been, if you want to look them up yourself, there's 2,571 quotes in the message. I'm on quote 2,000. I've been reading them all. So we're going to see if we can start a revival.
Right. Right.
And it starts with the people. Brother Bram said even a preacher can't start a revival.
Right.
It has to be started by God, but it has to be started by the people wanting one. All
right,
so we will cover now. We'll start a series on the word revival. So just keep that in your heart. But today, if you'll look, we've been speaking on Daniel 70 weeks, giving you the dates, giving you the times and the things going from the Gentiles to the Jews to the Gentiles and back to the Jews and then into the millennium. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But if you'll see what my topic is today, the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Right.
All right, so I want you to make sure that you remember that is the most important part of Daniel 70 weeks, is to remember that without the ministry of Jesus Christ, there is nothing. That 3.5 year message of Jesus Christ has lasted us over 2,000 years.
Right.
3.5 years. Three and a half years has lasted us 2,000 years.
Right.
And then Brother Branham comes along, God sends us a prophet, and he preaches 1,100 and something sermons out of those 3.5 years sermons. So it's a very important thing. So I want us to look now and focus on the ministry of Jesus Christ. Because it's all the ministry of Jesus Christ, but a lot of it is, you know, 70 weeks and all these things, but we'll read it where they build the city. Well, see, that has nothing to do with us. But it has part to do with Daniel 70 weeks because it comes through the series and through the scripture. So let's bow our heads before we get started. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you give us. It truly is a time of thanksgiving that we thank you, Lord, for all the things. We look in this world and we see people that are just going through life with nothing. Just an empty vessel walking through life. And Father, don't let that happen to us. Lord, even the prophet of God told us even Christians can become dark in certain places because they don't use the gift that God give them. Lord, we pray that you would break that forth today, that you would be, Lord, the one that is the active participant in this service, as always. You be the one that does the speaking. You be the one that does the revealing. Father, we pray for the sick, that you'll heal them, Father, that you'll be with a sister there, Lord, in South Carolina, that you'll just release that demon of cancer from her body. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all these things are done. And the bride of Christ says, Amen. Daniel 9:24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and the holy city. Remember, there's two things. To do six things. To finish the transgression. To make an end of sins. To make reconciliation for iniquity. To bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Now see, the 3.5 year message of Jesus Christ is what does those six things.
Amen.
Without that, we have no redemption. Without that, we have no salvation. Without that, we have no reconciling and end of sins. There's no end of sin without the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Right.
None. Zero. All right? Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks. And 62 weeks, the street shall be built again in the wall, even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. We know that's Titus. And the end therefore shall be with a flood, and to the end of the war, desolations are determined. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate. Even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. You may be seated, and the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. I'm going to, they're going to bring one up on the board, not yet, but I just want to, I went back to the skeleton drawing here, so we'll start with that in just a little while. We don't have any second service. I got a full bottle of water. We'll be here a while. At least there's not two bottles sitting up here. You know what happened when I was at a church and they gave me two bottles? Kind of scary, huh? All right, so here we go. Let's read quote number one. Just for a little bit of background, we're going to fly through this pretty quick because we've been on this series. For those of you who's not been here, we've been on this series for several months. And bring up quote number one, the sixfold purpose. Okay. Now I want you to know, friends, that striking on these things, I'm certainly leaving out weeks of teaching. But just kind of hitting it so when the weather cools or later when we get into the seven seals, seven vials, seven trumpets and all these things, I can refer back. And we're going to refer back to this because what today is, today we're going to cover and go through what we've been preaching on. And then the last six or seven quotes that we're going to bring are going to seem totally contrary to what we've been preaching. But listen, remember one thing. Brother Branham was a word prophet. He was not a false prophet. It had to fit, it has to fit in the word. The word doesn't fit his message. His message fits the word. And faith's final resting place is where? In the word of God. All right, so we're not doing away with the word. We're not doing away with Brother Branham's message. We're trying to bring this clarity to the message that we've been through for all this period of time, 50-something years since the prophets left, and try to help you to... I always... If you have a question about something, you're kind of a little fearful. You have a little fear when you have a question about something. You know, something, because when you ask a question, you're not getting the answer, or you don't have the answer. So there's that little dark spot in there, you know. But now, I believe that God brought us all this light, and here we are covering it all back up. No, light's light. Brother Branham was a prophet in the end time. He was a vindicated prophet. He was the messenger to this hour. He has been vindicated, authenticated, and his word's right. Amen? And it compares with the Bible every time. So we're going to read some quotes, though, that you're going to say, well, why did he say that if he was a word prophet? Because this is what the Bible says. Well, let's just see. Everybody all right? So let's read the red part. In these 70 weeks of Daniel cover... Now watch. If you don't get this quote right, you're going to make him say something that he's not saying. Because watch. And these 70 weeks of Daniel covers from the going up of the church until the coming back of the church. Right. Now where do we go up? We go up right here. This is the church ages. We go up right here and it covers until we come back. Well, he's condensed it into that 1 week. And these 70 weeks of Daniel covers from the going up of the church to the coming back of the church. That space is what it covers. Now watch, he says, now not all 70 weeks of Daniel, part of it. Because you have all this part over here that you got to set up with. Right. Everybody okay with that? Amen. All right, because you got 1, 2, 3. Everybody good with that? We done been through this, so if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and watch the tape. Because you got 1 week. Huh? Or seven, or you got a seven, 7, 62, and 7. So that makes 69, and then 70 weeks equals 490 years, because 1 week equals 7 years. 7 times 7 is what? 490. Everybody got that? Say amen. All right? 70 weeks is 490 years. Well, what's 69 times 7 is 483 years. Right. Now that leaves 7 years. Where's that at? Right here. Right. Everybody got that? Because yeah, Brother Brown, we're going to read here in a minute where he says it's broken up into three periods. One, a 7 week period where they build the temple. Right. A 62 week where Jesus comes on the scene and he starts his 3.5 year message right here. Because remember, the church ages are here. This is the 7 church ages, or the Gentile age, or the engrafting of what? The wild olive tree. Now, God doesn't deal with Israel and us at the same time, right?
Right.
Cannot, does not, will not.
Right.
Because he deals with us as individuals.
Amen.
He deals with Israel as a nation.
Right.
Jesus said, I came to my own and my own received me not. He came to all of Israel to save them right here. But what did they do? They turned him down. They cut him off. And then what? He turned right straight to the Gentile bride.
Yeah.
Then now the Gentile bride's going to take a rapture right here, not too far from now. Nobody believe that?
Amen.
Nobody amened it. I'm looking for a resurrection and a rapture. I'm getting older. So are y'all. Amen? Some of you are real old. But anyway. So Gentiles go on a rapture. And then God, what does he do? He turns right back and starts dealing with the Jews again. But now watch what he does. I drew that wrong. He deals with the Jews for 3.5 years. Amen? He dealt right here 3.5 years. Boo devil. Where's that t-shirt at? I hate these mechanical things. That's better. How's that? Okay. So he dealt with, he come on the scene and preached 3.5 years. We proved that the other day, right?
Right.
So he preached 3.5 years here. That was Jesus himself. And then he comes back through two witnesses and preaches 3.5 years right here. According to Revelations 11, we'll not read it, we'll skip through it. Revelations 11 brings what in? 11:1 brings two witnesses that prophesy 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years, not according to 365 1/4 days, because that's our calendar. That's because the world is wobbling. It was tilted at Noah's age. It was tilted in Noah's time to cause all the ice caps and all the other things to come about, and the dates and the times and all the seasons and everything. But now God's always dealt with 360 days, because that's exactly 30 days to a month. Or as Melchizedek comes to Abraham, and he says, Abraham, about the cycle or about the time of life, Sarah's going to have a baby. So, ladies, you understand what I'm saying. There's a 30-day cycle to nature, and there's a 30-day cycle to you. All right? So that's how God deals with 360 days. So 360 days at 3.5 years is 1,260 days. So the Bible's correct. But now remember, he preached 3.5 years over here. That's Jesus' ministry. Now, listen. Here's where we may not... We're just going a different way, I guess, than I thought we was going. So anyway, good to have Kendrick with us today. I just saw him looking at me from the back of my head. I felt it. But we come here to, and we look today and we want to see the ministry of Jesus Christ. So what's the ministry of Jesus Christ? He preached, physically preached 3.5 years. That's the first four books of the Bible. First four books of the, not the New Testament, but the first books are talking about what Jesus did while he was here. Then what happened? He was cut off at Calvary, and the Jews said, let his blood be on us and our children. So he quit dealing with the Jews. He started dealing with a Gentile bride. That's me and you. Now watch. How long did Jacob, remember Jacob, because remember one thing, right here, when Jesus came to earth, he knew though that Israel was going to cut him off. But he had to say, I am come. He said, don't even go to the Gentiles. Go to my people. Amen? Because that was his people. Now we know he wasn't a Jew. We know he wasn't a Gentile. He was Almighty God. But still, the Bible says he came to his own and his own received him not. So anyway, so he came and preached 3.5 years to try to get Israel to see who he was. Now what's he going to do right here? He's going to come and preach through two prophets 3.5 years to get Israel to see who he is. Is that all right? Say amen. Amen. All right? So now what happened was, watch this, to make the continuity of the scripture go correct, Jacob, where we get over in Genesis, I believe it is Genesis 29, we get where Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and then he got Leah. But then he served 7 years for Rachel and he got her. Everybody got that? Say amen. All right, because in Genesis 29, that's where Brother Brown got where 1 week equals 7 years. Because the Bible says he fulfilled her week. All right? So when he fulfilled her week, now where did he fulfill our week? He fulfilled our week right here through seven church ages. Amen. To get Rachel. The young one. But he's working what? 3.5 here? And 3.5 here, he's working 7 years to get Leah. Right. Works out perfect. Right. Leah was the older, which is the type of Israel. Right. He worked 7 years for her, and then he worked 7 years to get us. So he's got to do, when he redeems Israel, is right here, right? Israel is, potentially everybody's redeemed at Calvary, okay? Yeah. But remember, it's got to be applied. It's got to be applied. When it's applied is over here on this 1,260 days that two prophets preach. And like I told y'all before, we had two great Gentile prophets. We had Paul and Brother Branham. God sent us two great prophets. One to begin it and one to end it. Because they got so many loose ends in here. That's why me and God was talking to each other the other day. About a word revival, and that's what we were talking about. You can't have a word revival with loose ends. Right. You can have a partial revival or a reformation, but a reformation is not a revival. A revival is reviving what you already have. Now, if you've got faults in you, you can't revive that, or you can revive that, because the devil also has a revival. Whoa. Yeah, every revival produces what? Twins. All right? So that's what happened here. The revival produced twins, and what happened in here, it all got muddled up, and Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism, but that wasn't true right here. No, they had the pure, unadulterated word right here. No denomination, no other idea, no three gods, no Trinitarian, no Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism. But what happened was, it got right in here, but what happened at the end? God sent a prophet to put all them loose ends back together. To bring a word revival that would take us in a rapture. I love that, how that all works together. It's just a beautiful picture once you see it. How God has dealt with, tried to deal with Israel. Because remember, they rejected him, but I'll promise you one thing. He was the Messiah. Whether they said he was or not, that was the Messiah message. The Messiah message. He was the anointed Messiah. He was Christ, Jesus Christ. And he preached 3.5 years. Whether they liked him or not doesn't matter. He was who he was. And he's, and what they've done though, what they've done, remember Brother Branham comes right here and he said, I indict this generation for the second crucifixion of Christ. What'd they do? They took that Christ and they put him back on the cross. You look at people today. My Lord, people that claim to be Christians today, they have no form of Christianity. Curse like a sailor, drink like a fish. What is that? Whew, that's unbelievable. But they, yeah, you're right about that. But you know what, though? They're blind. You and I have not been blinded. You and I have the full light today. And that's what's going to take us in a rapture. Because we didn't put him on a cross. That one that was on the cross is inside of me and you today. We know exactly where he is. Alright? I wasn't going to do that, make that look like that, but guess what? There anyway. Let's go to number 2, if you don't mind. Talking about the sixfold purpose here. Quote number 2. Keep going past that. We already read that. Well, we already quoted it. Now, the sixfold purpose, we find out in the sixfold purpose to anoint the most holy. We find out the most holy always represents the church, the tabernacle. And the last thing was to be done was to anoint the most holy. That's the millennial tabernacle that he'll live in during the millennium. Millennial that we'll live in. So that's right here, right? This is the millennium. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
We done drew this chart 10 times, so pay attention. Number 3, the 70th week of Daniel. What's this? Now, let's outline Daniel's 70th weeks. Now, I might repeat here again, ministers of the gospel, if you disagree, which a lot of them did and still do. They are divided into 3 periods. Now, watch how distinct it is. 3 periods, as we find out in Daniel 9, 3 periods. First, a 7-week period.
Right.
Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. And 2, listen, y'all can amen and shout and praise God. You ain't got to save it for me this afternoon.
Right.
All you got to do is save it to eat.
Right.
Let's eat spiritual food first, and then you can go eat natural food.
Right.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen? All right. Then a 3 score and 2. When I watch 3 score, 3 times 20 is 60. 62-week period is number 2. And, which is 62, and then a 1-week period,
right.
Number 3, 1 week, not half week, 1 week, because you gotta add 7 and 62 is 69, and 1 makes 70.
Right.
That puts us right where we need to be. Now that's according to the Bible. That cannot and will not change. God's word can't change. Alright? Now number four quote is where Brother Brown, I don't want you to think I come up with it, but Brother Brown said, look, 1 week equals 7 years. So 1 week equals 7 years. And then he talks about the blackboard. He puts it up. Because he drew this pretty much the exact same chart. And most of you have got that chart. If you don't, you can have one. We've got plenty of them around here somewhere. All right, let's go to number 5. Now, we're told from the going forth of the commandment. Now, here's where the trouble is. We're told from the going forth of the commandment to rebuild the city to Messiah, and Messiah was Christ, shall be 7 weeks and 69 weeks, making 69 weeks. We already said that. And 7 times 69 makes 483 years. We already said that. So we're just letting him verify that we've read this quote before. Now you're getting it down. If you want me to run over it again, I'll be glad to. Now, we're told from the going forth of the commandment to rebuild the city to the Messiah shall be 7. 7, that's first, right here. 7. It took them 49 years to build that temple. We proved that the other day, all right, with Nehemiah coming in with an edict to go forth and not just build the temple, but they had to build the walls and the sidewalks and the walls. Because a government's not a government without defense and a way to move, transportation. All right? Now, we don't have a wall in America, but we have a defense system. All right? So that made civil government come back to Israel. Not that just that they built a temple and set it out in the middle of the desert. No, you can't do that. The Bible says the walls will be built in troublesome times. All right? And 7 weeks and 62 makes 62 and 7 is 69. 69 weeks. 7 times 69 makes 483 years. That puts us right here. All right? The right? Therefore, because when I read these other quotes, you're going to go, really? Remember, the Bible's right. Therefore, until the Messiah, now we're coming up to this part here. He puts a cross right here. This is where Jesus started his ministry. He was born 4 BC, died in AD 30. Until the Messiah, there's got to be 483 years. Everybody got that? Say amen. So that now that's 483 years. No half years in there anywhere.
Amen.
Full years. And 483, we've got to get to 490. So there's got to be 1 week or 7 years, because 1 week equals 7 years, all right, left for the Jews. Now look, here's what I want to... We'll pull that chart up in a minute. But remember one thing, back to the ministry of Jesus Christ. You can't have redemption. You can't have salvation without that ministry of Jesus Christ. Cannot have that. All right? Is that okay? Say amen. We got to have the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now what happens is we as Gentiles needed that back again. We needed that ministry back again. Look. The ministry of William Branham coming up from 1962 to about 65, which is the last about 3.5 years, that was his message. Not in the years of preparation. Sure, he preached from 47 to 1965. But his message was to bring those seals. Jesus' message was to bring the seals. It was so covered till nobody knew anything about it. But God sent us a prophet. And he said in Spoken Word's original seed, he said, as of yet, Malachi 4, that's in 1962, has not been fulfilled. Well, he started in Malachi 4. We know that. But the fulfillment of his message was that last 3.5 years when the seals broke, all the way up to when God took him off the scene. Everybody got that? Say amen. Which lasted about 3.5 years. And that had to come back because of the same ministry. Remember, he always said, he'd say, this is the same ministry of Jesus Christ on the earth with the signs, with the wonders, with the discernment, with the things that's coming and things that are now here. That came right here to us. To us. We are recipients of that. And then what? The Jews are so blinded. God still got his big hand over their eyes. But when we leave, because remember, Jesus preached and then he took a rapture. Guess what? Jesus is going to preach again. He's going to become so visible among us, he'll raise the dead. That's a quote by Brother Brown. And we'll go in the rapture. Who's going in the rapture? Wade Dale? No. Jesus Christ is going in the rapture. I'm just part of him, and I got to go with him. Amen? Because the ones that are part of the devil, guess where they're going to go? They're going to stay here. All right? Because we're going to go in the rapture, and then God promised one more time of 1260 days to redeem Israel. But you got to bring in all the city and all those things. Also, that's why there's got to be not just 1260 days, but there's got to be 7 years after the rapture of the church. I'm going to read it to you. Now, it's going to seem in a minute when I read these quotes to you that he contradicted himself, but he did not. Remember, he cannot contradict the Bible. Everybody got that? All right. So now let's go to number 6. And he even says, it's drawn out here on the blackboard. We've got the picture. If anybody wants some of this, is a certified, verified by Sister Rebecca Branham, that this is what she took off of the blackboard and she mimeographed it off. This is actually in one of the, not the original, but it came off the original. Brother George Smith vindicated it for us. So we know for sure that that was on the tabernacle blackboard. They didn't have these in 1962. They had blackboards. Kids, y'all know what a blackboard is? It's kind of like taking a tablet and turning it off and writing on it. Because that's what y'all are dealing with in school. Y'all are dealing with tablets now. So turn the tablet off and it got a black screen. Don't do it because the teacher will kill you. Take some chalk and start writing on it. Well, that's what the blackboard was. Well, this was on the blackboard at the tabernacle, according to what Brother Brown's saying. Now, what's he doing? He's going to put it up to explain that you might understand what I'm trying to speak of. Because remember, we get a lot, but not much, from preaching and teaching and talking. But when you can make it visual, the percentage goes way up. That you comprehend that in your head. Okay? Is that right? Is that right, Sister Anne? Okay. All right. Look over at your sister and go. She just did that. She didn't say that was right, but she looked over there. But look, now watch. Now he's explaining it. This, we've been over this. I don't know how many sermons we've been through this. He did it in 3 sermons, but there was a lot he left out. But that's okay. There was a lot for us to get. Almost I've been, since the end of the week, I've been trying to find out what words to say for this. It's got to compare with the rest of the Bible. That's my whole quote. This has got to compare. This has got to compare with the rest of the Bible.
Right.
Every quote he quoted has got to compare with the Bible.
Amen.
You just can't take it just one scripture.
Right.
And make an understanding. Then say, well, this is what it says, and then turn around and say, well, but over here it says something else. Contradicts this. It can't do that. It's got to say the same thing all the time. If you don't, why then you're wrong. Kind of plain, isn't it? You're wrong. So now let's go to number 7. We're just going to go through this real quick because we covered this last Sunday. And I even went back to the commentaries and commentators and did the same thing. The issue was given on the 14th day of March, B.C. 445. The issue went forth to rebuild the temple, which is right here. Right here, 445 B.C. They built the temple 49 years. Everybody got that? Say amen. We already covered this. You understand, as the people have read the scripture then, until it was completed, it took 49 years to complete the temple and the city to rebuild it. And as the Bible said here, Daniel speaking of their angel to Daniel, that the walls we built in troublesome times, and many of us remember when it was built. They had a mortar block in one hand and a sword in the other hand to watch the enemy. So now let's look at Nehemiah. Let's drop all the way down to Nehemiah. We read all that scripture about how Brother Branham came up with that date, right? Remember?
Right.
Nehemiah was the cupbearer what's his name? The king. So he was a cupbearer. So he would only go in the month Nisan, according to Nehemiah 2:1, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and he only served wine during the Passover, which was 14 days. If you'll go back and figure your Passover, it's 14 days after the first day of the month. So that's where Brother Brown came up with March the 14th, so precise, B.C. 445. That wine was before him, and I took the wine and gave it unto the king. Now the king saw that Nehemiah he's very sad. So he let him go build the temple. Let's go through Nehemiah 4:17. Go to 17. They which build it on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laded, everyone with one hand wrought the work, and the other held a weapon. So what they were doing, they were building the wall, and you had another group of people with swords, because nobody wanted to rebuild the temple. Everybody got that? This is just a filler to show where we're coming up to, okay?
Amen.
All right? So let's go to number 8. Now, we've done building the temple, and then there's a 62-week period, and the Messiah's going to show up during that time. Has everybody got that?
Amen.
This is the Messiah. He's showing up, and he's preaching. He was born. We see again he was born in 4 B.C., according to all of your commentaries, except for 2 or 3. And you'll see where Brother Branham does say A.D. 33 sometimes, but you got to remember... I'll read you a quote, number 9, on the sixth seal. But let's read this right here. Now, Jesus the Messiah rode into the city of Jerusalem, triumphant on the back of a white mule on Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, A.D. 30.
Right.
Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday on A.D. 30. Yep. Now, this is A.D. 30 when he was killed.
Yep.
Everybody got that?
Right.
That's when he was cut off.
Right.
That's not when he started his message. That's when he got cut off.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you say, well, Brother Branham, how in the world did you get that? Well, let's go to the sixth seal now. If we say, if you say, if they say, if whoever says that Brother Branham got greater understanding when the seals open, then, because there's a lot of people tell you that it was AD 33, but watch this. And I went back to the Bible and found another good nugget, but we'll save that for later. Now let's stop there. These three verses. Now, what is Brother Branham on the sixth seal? He has gone to Matthew 24.
Right.
To bring all six seals into the Bible, he goes to Matthew 24
right.
and starts preaching the seals. But they ask him three questions. Now, these three verses, it took place actually on Tuesday afternoon, April the 4th, A.D. 30.
Yeah.
Now, he just said he rode into Palm Sunday, April the 2nd, which was Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, 4th. Pretty precise. Now, this gets even better. And the first two verses took place in the afternoon. Now, that I don't get. He's a prophet. I believe what he said. Okay? The afternoon of April the 4th at AD 30, the third verse took place on Tuesday evening of the same day. I don't know. I just believe what he said. But that's just to clarify that Jesus died in AD 30. Because if he's born in 4 BC and he was 33 years old when he died, AD 4 to AD 30, you say that's 34 years. You can't have a zero year.
Yeah.
It's 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4 up to 30, right? Everybody got that? We done been through this. There's no zero year, so you cancel that year out and go 1 to 1. Isn't that something? It's just perfect. The Word's perfect. The Word of God's perfect. If you look at it real good, everything else will be perfect. Now let's read number 10. Because now look back here. He died. He's crucified. He's left the scene. He's come back on the day of Pentecost. And he has now started working in a Gentile bride for 2,000 years.
Oh, yeah.
Then he's going to take us in a rapture and to fulfill... The 490 years, there's got to be 7 years left. Or 1 week. Everybody got that? Say amen. Because the Bible in Daniel 9:27 says, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week.
Right.
1 week equals 7 years.
Amen.
Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
Right? Amen? Now watch. Now we come up and we get them up here to the rejecting of the Messiah. From the rejecting of the Messiah... When he comes up to the rejecting of the Messiah, you got the last week. From the rejecting of the Messiah the last week. Now, I want to stop right here just a minute and explain this. That when they rejected the Messiah was when they, of course, rejected Jesus as Savior and crucified him. So, where's he saying? Right here. AD 30, which would have been about April the 6th. If you're going by your dates, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they killed him on Friday. So it'd be the 6th or 7th, somewhere in there. Because remember, Jewish days don't end like our days. Jewish days end at 6 o'clock. When it comes to 6 o'clock in Israel, that starts another day. That's why they had to get Jesus Christ off the cross before that hour of 6 o'clock hit, because that was a Passover, and it was the high Passover because it came on a Sabbath day, and it was the Passover. It came on the same day. So they had to get him off the cross, or they would have to left him 24 more hours hanging on the cross. But according to the Bible, they couldn't do that. So they had to get him off the cross before 6 o'clock, which starts a new day in Israel. That's why the Bible says the evening and the morning was the first day. Y'all learn something if you stay awake.
Right.
Where was I? You remember over here when the Bible said he should be cut off, but not for himself. Messiah the Prince. Now think how close that prophecy hit. I want to get this drilled into you. I want y'all to realize one thing. Going through this Daniel 70-week series, Brother Branham is so positive. He's so positive. How can people say he was wrong? He's so positive. He wants to get this drilled into you. That if that prophecy hit exactly to the date, exactly to the time, and we're talking about AD 30, and exactly the way it said it would, this other seven, this 1 7 weeks left, or 1 week left. Everybody got that? 1 7 years, rather, 7 days, 7 years will hit exactly according to the scripture. So is he talking about 3.5 or 7? He's talking about 7. There's 7 years left to make 490. 483 years, Christ was cut off, and he took a Gentile bride. Listen, brothers and sisters, if they had not done all this over here to him, this would have all slid right here together. And it would have just been a continuous God coming right here and then coming right straight to them. But he had to get a Gentile bride. That's me and you. Oh man, come on, that's me and you. Thank God he blinded Israel. But he knew he had to get us. Because you know what? When he lifts his hands, Brother Ray Gabriel, when he lifts his hands, they're going to see him in 3.5 years. 144,000 people are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It took 2,000 years almost for us to get that many people. Why? Because of all of our isms and all this other stuff. Listen, these Jews right here knew that Messiah was one God. But God had to blind them so that you and I could come in. But oh, he promised he'll come back. Lift his hands off of them and they'll say, oh, where'd you get those scars? He'll say, in the house of my friends. Through those two prophets. All right, stop preaching. Daniel 9:27. We'll get through this. Everybody all right? All right, this is number 3. This is the third period. We just went through 1 and 2 and got 483 years. Doesn't count in here Gentile time. You know, you and I don't have a time.
Right.
Time shall be no longer. But they've got, when we leave here, they've got 1260 days to receive Christ, but they've got a 7-year period to get us into the millennium.
Right.
This is where you're going to have to really pay attention, okay? Daniel 9:27, he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Now who's that he? That he is not Christ.
Right.
Christ does not break covenants.
Right.
Amen? That's the Antichrist. Because he's only going to come on the scene. Sure, he's here with us now. But he's going to incarnate a beast when we leave. Amen? He's going to incarnate a person. The beast is going to incarnate the Pope. And in the midst of the week, which is what? What's the middle of 7, class? 3.5. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. What happens is God has took the 1260. He's given them the ministry of Messiah. He's given them the Messiah message like he did over here. He's given them 3.5 year Messiah message. And when they see it, they're going to leave. Now that doesn't mean this right here is over. There's still time. We already proved that because he's going to walk in the temple. He, the Antichrist, and say, hey, I'm the God you're looking for. The Jews are going to go, no, you're not. So then there's going to be a battle of Armageddon, and it's going to destroy this place. Because you got to fulfill the last part of the sixfold purpose, to bring in everlasting righteousness, seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. All right? So now, let's go to number 11. We're going to read 11, 12, and 13, and then we're going to click it off for just a second. Now, we find out that down through these ages, we had the Holy Spirit come in. And then God, back in the beginning, began to tell them, at the rejection of Christ, God showed John exactly what would take place during the Gentile reign. He's talking about John the Revelator. Revelations 1 through 3 is the church ages, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? During the Gentile reign. Now, you haven't got any limited time like the Jews, but we got a sign. We got a signpost. Now, who, Brother Bram, tell us what our signpost is? Watch Israel. It's Israel. Israel's the timepiece. Well, God did with the Jews just exactly what he said he would do in them 69 years or 483 years, 69 weeks. And 1 week left, 1 week's yet determined. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
1 week is yet determined. All right. Number 12. He's talking about somebody applied at the 144,000 to be the bride. And that in 1917 there was going to be a rapture, and somebody preached that. I don't know who it was, but it wasn't true. But let's go down to the red. And we see now all this stuff was to take place was over in this time of the 70th week.
Right.
Now look, they appear not in the third chapter. What's the third chapter of Revelation? That's us.
Right.
They're on over in the scripture further.
Right.
Amen? We see that all this stuff was to take place was over in this time of the 70th week, the last week. Now, if they've already had 69 weeks and lived it exactly the way God said they would do, said they did, and it happened exactly the way God said it would do, then there's one more week promised to the Jews. Everybody got that? Say amen. One more week promised to the Jews. After we leave, after Revelations 3 is over, Revelations 4, 1, remember, we go into rapture.
Right.
And Brother Brown said, what covers that Revelations 4 to Revelations 19? And it does. It every bit happens right here in this last week. Not this last 3.5 years. There's one full week left after we leave to finish the 70 weeks of Daniel.
Right.
There's one more week promised to the Jews.
Right.
Everybody got that? Say amen.
Glory.
Number 13. Let's go on down to the save time. Where are we at? Right here. I believe he pointed right here. Because that's we're in that seventh church age. We're right here ready to go up. Where did the Messiah get cut off? Exactly where the word said. Where did the Messiah get cut off? Right here. Right? Where will that 70th week begin? Exactly after this church is cut off, then God returns to the Jews. Now, where's he pointing at now? 70th week, right here. Everybody got that? And the Bible. Now, this is according to the Bible and the prophet's message. Now, I want to ask you a question. When I read these next scriptures, I don't want the butterflies to start churning. Okay? Because when I read you these next quotes, your butterflies are going to start churning. Because you're going to go, what in the world is going on? But let me tell you something. Can't change the Bible. And Brother Branham was right. And if Brother Branham was wrong, God corrected him. And then Brother Branham came to the pulpit and told us that God corrected him. Right?
Right.
All during the seals.
Right.
He thought the white horse rider was the Holy Ghost. He come right out here and he said, contrary to what I believe, this is the way it is.
Right.
All the way through the seals. He said, fifth seal Jew. He thought maybe that was the martyred souls down through the church ages. That was not correct. He come right out here and said, that was wrong. Amen. All the things that he needed corrected, God corrected William Branham. William Branham corrected himself, and then we accept that. Amen?
Amen.
If you correct William Branham, you have inserted yourself between God and him.
Right.
And I don't know, there's not a place for that. Well, there is, but remember, if you got two.
Yeah.
Hello? If you got two, one's got to be the devil.
Right.
Okay, hello somebody. Thank you, sister. What will that 70th week begin? Exactly after this church is cut off. So when we leave this world, there's one more week to fulfill, or 7 years to fulfill Daniel 70 weeks of 490 years. Everybody got that? Say amen. I've read enough quotes and I've read enough Bible. Now we're going to read, hold on, here's where the butterflies start. Now I want to ask you a question again. Many people in their mind, they think that before 1963, that Brother Branham did say some things that were wrong. And he did, because he preached the Wild Horse Rider was the Holy Ghost. Okay? But under his revelation at the time, he was right.
Yeah.
That's all he had. Mm-hmm. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. But his progress, his revelation come on up to a time to where God said, that's not right. You've come to a place of adoption to where they're going to have to listen to you every word of what you're saying, and you're going to tell them right. You're going to tell them the correct way. This is the correct way. That's why, look, was there any error in Jesus' 3.5 year message? Was there any error in a Messiah's message? No. It was perfect. So that perfect word had to come back in the end time. And that same perfect word's going to take that veil off of the Jews and show the Messiah.
Amen.
Everybody got that? Say amen. Pretty simple. So now, one more time. The Bible says you've got 7 weeks, 62 weeks, and 1 week. That's 62 and 7, 69 and 1, because 70 weeks is what's determined. To finish those six things in Daniel 9. Everybody got that? Say amen. All right, here we go. Ready for the butterflies? Now watch. Watch the date on this one right here. The reason I'm saying this is everybody said, well, he was confused, and then maybe he was confused in the 70 weeks of Daniel because it was 1962. I mean, look, who told you that Brother Branham was confused?
Yeah.
It's that guy in between.
Right.
Who told you he was confused? That's what I can't stand about these people that leave the message. Brother Branham was confused, so that meant they weren't. See what I mean? See what I mean? But they said he was confused. Then he was wasted 3 sermons, I guess, on Daniel 70 weeks. And then God straightened him out over here when he started preaching the seals. Well, I done told you again, I want you to bring me one quote where Brother Branham said, I was wrong in Daniel 70 weeks, and now I'm correcting it. He did not. He kept saying, we're going to have to get this out of the way so we can get to the seals. Now watch this. This is in, go to the next quote. This is in 1955. Everybody awake? Lord, don't go to sleep at 11:30 in the morning. Hey, I know it's rough at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but you just got up. Some of you. All right. Number 14, watch this. This is 1955. We're doing pretty good. I thought we'd go over, but we're not. Now watch. Now then all these visions. Now this is 1955. Like I said again, watch his thought in 1955. Because he comes up to 62 and he preaches the 70 weeks to Daniel. Then he comes over and I'm going to show you some quotes during the seals that seems totally contrary. But they're not. Just where the nations would be standing. He showed them how that there was so many years depending yet on the Jews. What's he doing? He's basically commenting on Daniel 9. He said the Messiah shall come. He will prophesy in the 70th week, which is 3.5 years. And in the midst of it, he will be cut off, which is 7 years. 70 weeks is determined for the people. 7 years remaining approximately to the Jews. This is 1955. And the Messiah, the Prince, shall come and prophesy in the midst of the 7 weeks. Now, the Bible does not say that. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says nowhere that Messiah will be cut off in the middle of the week. But watch what he's saying. Watch what he's saying. What Brother Branham has done, if you'll stop right there, bring that, can you bring that chart up, Brother Joe? Because look, what? Messiah. 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 Remember that word. What? Messiah only preached 3.5 years. Then Messiah's going to come back and preach 3.5 more years for the 1260 days. Has everybody got that? Say amen. Now, he preached 3.5 years. This is Brother Bob Black did this chart, and it is amazing, and he just keeps adding stuff to it every time we've been preaching on it. And I couldn't bring it because watch, scroll that thing across. That thing would cover that wall. Yeah. It just keeps going. Dot, dot, dot. All right, so go back. But thank God Brother Bob did that. But now watch. Whoa, stop right there. Jesus preached 3.5 years of a message from A.D. 26 to A.D. 30, and then he was cut off. Now go scroll over to about the middle of it, Joe, please. God bless you. Thank you. Now, 1 week of Jesus' ministry was not the 70th week. Everybody got that? Because you split it up. You got 3.5 years over here, and you got 3.5 years over here. Now, what is Brother Branham doing, guys? Brother Branham is not wrong. He's telling you he is taking the whole 70 weeks of Daniel. All those dates, all those times, and all those things that are going to happen, Gentile church age, whatever more, he's pulled all that out and made it just 1 week. And it's 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry right here, and 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry right here. Now, go that way. But that's inside of that 70th week. It's not the whole week. Bible says there's 1 week left.
Right.
When we leave, I love it. We're going to a wedding supper. And Bob did a good job of that, didn't he? Give old Bob a hand. Bob's down in Mobile, Alabama today with his family. I told him, I said, don't put bombs and stuff in there, dude. He done put an atomic bomb and all that other stuff going on. Anyway, but he brought a good, that's the millennial temple according to Ezekiel 40 through 44. It's got to be built right in here. This is wonderful. I love it. If you want it, I'm out. But I'm telling you, it's going to have to be on a piece of paper about that big, or it's going to be so condensed, you're going to need a scope to see it. So that's why they put it on here. So we've condensed this, and so has Brother Branham. Look at this. Shout voice Trump. I love that dude. He's good. All right, go back over that way. He even puts the horse riders in there. See him down at the bottom? White horse, first three church ages, red horse, black horse, pale horse. Dome of the Rock was completed in 691 A.D. 325 Nicene Council. Titus is coming in right here and destroying Jerusalem in A.D. 70. So now Brother Branham has got to be talking about another week. Not another week apart from 70 weeks, but another week inside of the 70 weeks of Daniel, or he's wrong. Everybody got that? And he's not. But you can't place it without using this 1 week of Jesus' ministry, 3.5 years over here, and 3.5 years over here. He was cut off in the midst of the week. For who? For us. But he wasn't cut off in the midst of the whole 70 weeks of Daniel. He was only cut off after he preached 3.5 years. Because what? I'm going to read you a couple of quotes here. Where Brother Branham talks about the 70 weeks of Daniel, he says, that's 7 years. So he condenses that whole, all that we've drawn over here, he's condensed it to 1 week of Messiah ministry, 3.5 years here that he preached himself. And then through two prophets, he preaches 3.5 years more here for them to go into rapture. Go back over that way. You ever make those little rabbits? Give me that rabbit. Wake you up a little bit. You didn't know we were going to. Eagle! But you ready? You feel better now? But there's still 1 week left after the rapture. You cannot get away from the Bible and what Brother Brown said. There's the 70th week, which is the sixfold purpose. But there's only 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry here. See how Bob's got it drawn? Over to here. And then there's only 3.5 here. Messiah does get cut off. He gets cut off, but it never says in the Bible he gets cut off in the midst of the week. Read it. Find it. It's not in there. Brother Branham is telling us about this mysterious week because Hey, that was a mysterious time. Nobody knew who he was. Sister Cleta was, we were talking about people in the message versus people that are in the world. Not even a speck on the beach. Jesus was not a speck on the beach in the world. Brother Brown said 0.01% even knew he was on the earth. 12 were his friends. One of them was the devil. And when he hung on Calvary, guess how many friends he had? Zero. All right? But the greatest, most powerful message ever to hit this earth, and he was rejected. Well, he's going to be accepted back over here. You and I accept him through here. We get this 3.5-year message right over there. That's what we're living under that right now. They weren't living under that in here because it wasn't all perfect. It wasn't the perfect message. They all had what? Their flaws. The red horse rider came. The black horse rider came. All these different riders, which was the Antichrist. What? That was him having his revival while God was having his revival. All right? The Antichrist is having a revival. I promise you, go look outside. You'll see it. All right, so now, he will prophesy. Leave that up. I'm going to read the quote, but leave that up. He will prophesy in the 70th week, which is 3.5 years, and in the midst of it, he will be cut off, which is 7 years. 70 weeks is determined for thy people, 7 years approximately to the Jews. So he came and preached to them here. They rejected him. He got cut off, and they're going to come back over here and preach the same message over here. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Right there. Which is right here and right here. That's the ministry of Jesus Christ. All this other is inclusive, but not all of it.
Yeah.
You know, we that's history now. We don't have to worry about the building of the temple. I just put that up there to show you how perfect the word was. And we're not going to even be here when this happens.
Right.
But I'm doing this to show you that Brother Branham's not wrong. The Bible's not wrong. Of all this contention in the message, that there's only 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry left. Yes, there's only 3.5 years of tribulation. Yes. But there's 1 week left to finish the 70 weeks of Daniel. According to the Bible and according to the prophet's message. I just read you a quote. Where will that 70th week begin? After the church is cut off. But in 1955, that's what he says right there. Let's keep reading. Now let's go back to the quote. So you see where the 7 years is. 3.5 and 3.5. That's a 7 year of Jesus' ministry. All right, let's go back to the quote. Which Messiah come Jesus, he preached exactly 3.5 years and was cut off for a sacrifice. All right. Now let's go to number 15. This is the Evening Messenger, 1963. This would be after the seals has been preached. Right before the seals. I was trying to work up to it. This is right before the seals were preached. In January of 1963, the seals were preached in March of 63, right? Is that right? March 63, okay. Notice that the Gentile church has to be taken away first for the Jews. Then the end of the 70 weeks of Daniel takes place. The 3.5 year Messiah prophesied, and then he was cut off the prince in the middle of the 70th week. And then there's 3.5 weeks left yet. That looks kind of confusing. Because he's not getting cut off right here. He's getting cut off right here. 3.5 years, he gets cut off, and then he's going to preach 3.5 years more. Everybody got that? If you don't, then you've made him wrong. Y'all can sit there all day in your head and go, well, he must be wrong. Well, then you need to go find you another church.
Yeah.
If he's wrong, you need to go find you another place.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
Your soul's involved in this.
Amen.
I don't hang my soul on William Branham, but I do hang my soul on what he said.
Right.
I hang my soul on Jesus Christ. Now, if they're different, you hear what I'm saying? If Brother Brown's message is different than Christ's message, then I'm wrong.
Yeah.
And so are you.
Yeah.
Amen? But he's not wrong. He's right. He's telling us. He's condensing this whole 70 weeks of Daniel to 1 week of Jesus' message.
Exactly right.
If not, then he's wrong.
Yeah.
And he's not. He's condensed all this 70 weeks down to take us out to that 3.5 year message here and the 3.5 year. He keeps saying over and over, Messiah. I'm going to read this next quote on the first seal. He says, the Messiah doctrine.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go. Where are we at? Let's go to number 16. This is on the first seal. Now look, Malachi 4, he's a prophet. Whoa. And restores the original faith of the fathers at the end time when the tribulation period comes. Now here's a little thing we're going to reverse back a minute. Where the 3.5 years or Daniel's 70 weeks, the last half of Daniel's 70 weeks, which is 3.5 years. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Now not the last half of that week. How many remembers that from the church ages? He's never said in here anywhere that he's wrong. Because listen, this is me. I don't have a quote for it. But Brother Branham preached this. It's like Brother Dale's always said, you have to look there. It's a parable
right.
With an underlying meaning. The whole underlying meaning of Daniel's 70 weeks is redemption.
Right.
And it only came by Jesus preaching 3.5 years and we accepted it.
Right.
And they turned it down, and then he comes back and preaches 3.5 more years. They accept it, and they go into rapture.
Exactly.
All right? To me, that's all of Daniel's 70 weeks, not all the dates and the times and the seasons.
Right.
So now, Brother Branham is honing in on the message, the Messiah doctrine. Watch what he says. I remember that from the church ages, see? There's 70 weeks determined. Look how perfect it was. Messiah will come, and he'll be cut off for a sacrifice in the midst of the week. Now, the Bible doesn't say that. Find it. But he's not wrong. He's telling you about that 1 week
exactly.
Of Messiah message. Messiah, Messiah. Watch how many times it says Messiah. He will be cut off for a sacrifice in the midst of the week and the obligation will cease. Then there's still 3.5 years waited for the Messiah doctrine to the Jews.
Right.
Just back what we just said. 3.5, he was cut off and then there's 3.5 more. Everybody got that? Say amen. Messiah doctrine. Now watch. Number 17. Now you remember that was prophecy. Now this is the fifth seal. We're all acquainted reading the scripture and they prophesy, these two witnesses prophesying the time of Daniel, second half of the 70 weeks. 70 weeks. Not 70th, 70 weeks. That's the last 3.5 years, which is right here. It's the last 3.5 years of that Messiah week, not the last 3.5 years. You can't place it. It won't go in the Bible.
Right.
Everybody got that? The Bible's right.
Right.
You remember how he took Daniel 70 weeks? I said we would need it when we get in here.
Right.
I didn't know why, but something told me we'd need it, and here we are, CC. He's not saying I was wrong back then. He was saying we need it now. Notice in the time of Daniel, now remember Daniel was told that the Messiah would come, the Prince, the Messiah rather, and he would prophesy. Scroll it up, please. Israel still had 70 weeks left. Now, Israel didn't have 70 weeks left. Israel don't have 70 weeks left. 69 of it was fulfilled back here according to the Bible. What's he talking about? Watch. And in the midst of the 70 week, he's condensed it down to 1 week.
Yeah.
Every bit of it, he's condensed to 1 week.
Amen.
In the midst of the 70 week, the Messiah would be cut off and the daily sacrifice taken away. But there were still 3.5 weeks determined. In this block, he takes the Gentile bride. Now she goes up, and then when she goes up, two prophets arrive to Israel. All right, everybody got that? Now let's go to the sixth seal. And this is where he brings it pretty plain right here. All right, notice these messengers. Now, these messengers, Revelation 12, these two prophets, they're going to preach. The kingdom is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is to be set up. The time, last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week, promised to the Jews. Now, remember, now that to prove that this is Daniel's last part of the 70th week. Now, what? He's not talking about this 70th week right here. Or he's wrong. Because the Bible's right. Everybody got that? Now, I read you all these other quotes, so don't turn around and go, well, we'll take these and not these. Who are you to do that?
Right.
I'm looking at all of you. Who are you to do that? Who are you to take quotes out and throw them away and put other ones in?
Right.
You got to understand what our prophet said. Are we? Why do you think that when people start leaving the message, this is the first thing they hit?
Right.
He was so wrong in Daniel 70 weeks. Well, if he was, then we need to leave too.
Yeah.
Hello? I got a question on that for tomorrow. See, now 70 weeks was promised. Look, which was 7 years. 70 weeks was promised, which was 7 years. He condensed every bit of this right here down to a 3.5 year message here and a 3.5 year message here. You and I are not even included. We shouldn't even have this in here. You and I are not included in this. I put that in there because it is in the, it spreads the week out. Cause, so don't worry about that. You got 3.5 years here, you got 3.5 years here. So this is the first half and this is the second half. Are the last half of the Messiah week of the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Now 70 weeks was promised, which was 7 years.
Right.
And in the midst of the 7 weeks, the Messiah was to be cut off to make a sacrifice. Where was that? Right here. Yeah. Not over here. This guy that makes this covenant in this last period, he's not Christ.
Right.
He's the Antichrist.
Right.
He would prophesy 3.5 years and then he'd be cut off. He prophesied 3.5 years, cut off. And then that 3.5 years is still determined for Israel. I don't have a problem with that. That's what he said. All right, let's go to number 19. This is where he said it again in the sixth seal. Notice we find out from the time last, I said 3.5 years of Daniel 70 weeks. Now let me explain that a little closer now because I see somebody here that's always watched that now. I want to try to make myself clear, a teacher. Notice, when the 70 weeks come in, when Daniel seen the vision of the time coming and the ending of the Jews, watch. But he said there was determined 70 weeks, that's 7 years. He took all that 490 years and condensed it down to 1 week. Because if you don't, folks, you've got a false prophet. Because I just read you these other quotes, quote 11, 12, and 13. When does that 70th week begin, Brother Branham? He says, after the church is gone. And that's exactly right.
Amen.
According to the Bible. And he would be cut off for a sacrifice. Now let's go to number 20. We got number 20 and we'll be done. So this is the continuation. They ask him this question. This is where everybody goes to. All the preachers go to this and say, well, he was wrong in Daniel 70 weeks, but this is where he was right. Well, I done told you. If you can tell me that Brother Branham was wrong, you have inserted yourself between God and him.
Exactly right.
And you are the devil.
Yeah.
Be quiet if you want to.
Yeah.
We either got to believe this thing is number one, stamped right, or we need to go find a Baptist, good Baptist church like them other people that ain't got the Holy Ghost, goes out to the Baptist church and just lives like they want to. Brother Branham, when you give the message on the 70 church ages, 70 weeks, pardon, this is a question. I believe that you mentioned that the full last week or last 7 years will begin when the bride was taken in the rapture. Now that's exactly right. That's what he said. But his mind is not on this whole chart.
Right.
His mind is on the 3.5 years of Jesus' preaching here and the 3.5 years of Jesus' preaching here. Again, or he's wrong. Because he's the full last week or last 7 years will begin when the bride was taken in the rapture. He says, no, no, no. Let me go back and read you a quote. 70th week, number 13. Where did the Messiah get cut off? Exactly what the word said. Where will that 70 week begin? Exactly after this church is cut off.
Right.
That's exactly right. Now watch. What he is talking about. You say, well, who are you? Well, who are you?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Nay, nay, nay. You got that wrong. Not the full 7 weeks.
Exactly.
The week started when Jesus came on earth. Now,
Yeah.
The week started. He's condensed this whole thing.
Right.
Down to when Jesus came on earth. He said the Messiah Prince shall come and prophesy. What Brother Branham is thinking in his mind is when that guy asks a question, he's thinking the whole 7 years of Jesus' ministry is right here. And that's not true. But there's got to be 1 week left after the rapture of church. Exactly. Or the Bible's wrong. Lord, if we got the Bible wrong, then we need to just go find a bar. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. He'll be cut off. And Jesus preached exactly 3.5 years. Now he's going to the preaching, the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Exactly right.
He's not talking about walls being built. He's not talking about all these other things, about a millennial temple. He's talking about Jesus preaching 3.5 years, which is half of the 70 weeks. The 7 days, weekdays.
Right.
And there's 3.5 years left. What? There's 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry left.
Right.
Now let's go on down a little bit further. Where's my... This is the last day it will be done right here. Let's go to paragraph 299. Keep going up. Right there, whoa. Since then, it seems like the first 3.5 years was fulfilled during the ministry. This is the question. He continues on with the question. Well, here you've got it right here of Jesus, but the expression midst of the week seems to be applied only to the Antichrist breaking his covenant with the... No, that Antichrist breaks his covenant at the end of the last 3.5 years. What? The last 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry. He's condensed it down to the ministry of Jesus Christ. Because you can't have that Antichrist being right here. I mean right here. And have just 3.5 years left. He makes a covenant, the Bible says, for 1 week. Which is 7 years. Everybody got that? Now the Antichrist breaks his covenant at the end of the last 3.5 years. What? It's the last 3.5 years of Jesus' ministry. There's not 7 years of Jesus' ministry left. There's only 3.5.
Right.
As I understood Daniel Tate, the first 69 weeks ended when Jesus rode in Jerusalem, AD 30, so that 3.5 years of his ministry would be included in the 69 weeks, and the full last week or 7 years would still be fulfilled and begin at the rapture. Please clarify this for me. Now this is his answer. You know, brother, sister, ever who it is, asked this question, very fine. But I believe he got a little mixed up on what I said. When Jesus came into Jerusalem, that's exactly right, that was the end of the sea. He went right straight in from there and was crucified. And he did prophesy half of the 70 weeks. He didn't say 70, I mean 7. He said he prophesied half of the 70 weeks. Well, he didn't prophesy half of the 70 weeks. If you take it exactly purely like what we're talking about. He did prophesy half of the 70 weeks, which is what? 3.5 years. And was cut off. Soul was made a sacrifice. In this last day, there's 3.5 years still promised to the Jews. And that's exactly correct. But that's inside of the 70 weeks of Daniel. Everybody got that? If you don't, then you know what? Call Brother Brown what you want to. I just read you two different quotes that look wrong. I said look wrong. Mm-hmm. They seem to be totally opposite.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Right.
They're not.
No.
That Messiah week is inside the 70 weeks of Daniel, covers from AD 445 BC, 445 BC, until they come back and bring this millennial temple in according to the Bible. To finish 490 years. But inside of that is a 3.5 year ministry of Jesus Christ and another 3.5 year ministry of Jesus Christ. You bring them up like Bob put them right here. He prophesied 3.5. He was cut off in the last half of the Messiah week. He prophesies. But you cannot put that in the Bible if you don't put it the way I just told you. Somebody's got to be wrong. And I contend today that the Bible's right and Brother Brown's message is right. Amen? I mean, that's just my... If you didn't get up this morning thinking you was coming to the right church, why'd you come? Oh, for the turkey and dressing. That's what it was. You think I was going to quit and not talk about you one more time? I'm talking to you, Rachel. Sister Rachel. Sorry, Sister Rachel. Brother Dale set out for years. Years and years... to take all this message that seemed to be wrong, parts of the message that seemed to be, you hear what I said, seemed to be wrong. He come through those ministers' meetings. Hey, they had ministers' meetings on this in the 70s. Right? In the 70s. Contending that Brother Branham was wrong until the seals opened, and then all of a sudden, that's not true. There's only, but look, you can't change the Bible. You cannot change the Bible. The Bible says there's 70 weeks determined. There's a 7 year, 62, I mean a 7 week, a 62 week, and a 1 week period. And there's no half weeks in that 70 weeks of Daniel. The half weeks are when the Messiah comes and prophesies the first half of his Messiah ministry, and then the second half of Messiah ministry comes, and then God takes him in a rapture, and then you have to fulfill the rest of the sixfold purpose. Right? We proved that. So, it's like I was reading a couple of quotes where Brother Branham was talking about revival. He said, even God can't start a revival. God is a gentleman, he said. God can't start a revival. He said, a revival has to start with the people. He said, a preacher can't even start a revival. A minister cannot even start a revival. He says, the people have to start a revival. They have to get it in their mind. Israel finally got it in their mind. They'd had enough of Egypt, so they wanted a revival. So they called for a revival, and God sent Moses on the scene. All right, so that's what you and I, that from now this... from this point forward, I'm going to pray for a revival.
Amen.
I'm going to pray for a word revival, and I'm going to read you where you say, well, are we going to be shouting, speaking in tongues? That's okay. That can happen.
Amen.
But a word revival is reviving what word you already got inside of you.
Amen.
All right? And then that'll break forth into all the happiness. And Brother Brown said, always supernatural things happen at the time of a revival. And we'll go through that. We'll start in the Old Testament and bring it all the way up through. So let's stand there to your feet. God bless you for paying attention or at least enduring it. But if we don't get anything, get one thing. Brother Brown is right.
Amen.
And the Bible's right.
Amen.
And they absolutely dovetail with each other. You say, well, what about this quote and what about that quote? What about Jesus walking up every one day and said, look, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part. Come on up here and we'll sing a song. Thank you, Richard. Yeah, sisters, go down and get ready for the meal, but come up, let's sing a song and just give them a little time to get the stuff ready. We will be all eating together today. God bless you, like I said again, for paying attention. We've tried in this church. We don't, contend anything is wrong that the prophet preached or the Bible. We know one thing's for sure. If Jesus stood up and said, eat my flesh and drink my blood, I got a quote now where Jesus said right here, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood.
Yeah.
Now, how many of people that had a revelation did that? We took communion. They took communion by that one quote. That's verbatim. Danny, brother, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have no part with me. Now, buddy, I'll guarantee you there was a group, remember that 70 that was around him that couldn't handle that, and they left. Why? Because they took him literal. If you take literal quotes by Brother Branham, you can pick it apart. But if you'll take the Bible and the prophet's message and take the Holy Ghost you're supposed to have and put it together, it's got to fit. It can't not fit. How in the world can you take the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, that the Holy Ghost wrote the Word of God, and you look at the Word of God and your Holy Ghost says, I don't think that's right. You can't do that. You just can't. Or you can, but you won't be the Christ. You'll be the Antichrist. And I don't want us to do that. I want us to be happy in the Lord. Let's sing a couple of songs. God bless you. Like I said, be praying. We're going to have a word revival. We're going to try our best.
Amen.
To get this thing. I mean, listen. And a revival doesn't start because things are wrong.
Right.
A revival starts because you just want to revive what you've already got inside of you.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Chained with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their chains,
oh my,
they began to sing.
They chains were loosed and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. You love him? I give you honor, give you praise. You are the life, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Listen to this. Some midnight hour, if you found yourself in that place, you could find you're in a prison, not shackled by natural chains, but shackled by them in your head. Best thing to do is lift the hands up. Those chains. Jesus' name, I bless your name, I bless your name, I give you honor, give you praise. Thank you today, you are the life, the truth, the way. You know, we were not given a truth. We were given the truth. There's a truth, different ones, but this is the truth. We've been given the truth. I bless your name. I give you honor, give you praise. You truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Listen, God's not the author of confusion. He will not confuse you. If you are confused, it is the devil, it's not you. But have you ever asked God? You know, when you get down to that Nicene Council back in 325 AD, they come with an idea, started as an idea, that Jesus was not God. But they were so overwhelmed by the doctrine of that day that they came and said, no, that's not right. Jesus was God. Same substance. It took 300 years for the devil. All that saying just kept going. That didn't satisfy some people, and it wasn't of God, and we know that because look what it turned into 300 years later, that Jesus was a like substance, a demigod, and then there was a Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism, and then there's all these other things that the Catholic Church instituted. But it took 300 years. Satan, you know what? Satan is just as patient as God is. It took him 300 more years, and now look, 2,000 years it's took the devil since Jesus left the scene. It took 2,000 years for the devil through all them horse riders to come to this very end time with a pale horse. But what did he do? He started over here with false doctrine, come all the way through. Well, now what's he doing? He's letting people go to church and do all these different things and do whatever they want to do. But then, well, yeah, I was saved when I was 11 years old. I went to the altar. What are you doing now? Well, I still drink and curse and smoke and do all them things I used to do. Like I told a story before, and I tell it again. I just got converted, and I ran with a bunch of guys that you didn't have to carry a gun to kill them with. I could kill them with my mouth. You know, you can kill somebody with your mouth a lot quicker than you can. It's easy to shoot somebody with a gun, but you kill their influence. Brother Brown said you kill the man, you kill influence. So that was my problem. But I got converted, and I had a banker friend of mine. I had a business there in town. I had a banker friend of mine. We were out in a boat fishing. John knew something had happened because I wasn't acting the way I used to act. They used to bring all their dirty magazines and dirty movies, and they'd play it all weekend. We'd go fishing and have a beer, and I'm just telling you the truth. Told them I didn't want to do that no more. I went over in a different place and sat down. Well, me and John got in the boat and went fishing. And he's a big bank president up there in Gainesville. I said, John, they always want to hand you a beer. It don't matter if they ever never seen you before. They go, hey, buddy, on beer? I said, no, John, I don't do that no more. I said, I got saved just a few months ago. And he raised his beer and he said, well, that's great. So am I, you know, and like that. And I said, John, we're out here in this boat. I said, what does saved mean? And he just kind of looked at me. I said, now, if I took you and threw you off of this boat into that water, you'd need saving. But if I saved you, I would pick you up out of that water that you're drowning in, and I'd set you in a boat. Now, what's changed? Something's changed. You're not in that water anymore. You're saved from what you once did. And, of course, you get that faraway stare. They just look at you, you know. I said, I don't do those things anymore because I got saved. And I just looked at him. I said, John, what'd you get saved from? If you were saved, I said, what'd you get saved from? And he never did say another word. Just laughed and went on, you know. But that's the way the world is. That's why I was thinking about this revival. Brother Branham talks about revivals of different ages, and we'll go through them because I think it's important that we go through and see how. Look what happened to Brother Branham. I don't know if it was Billy Sunday or somebody, one of them died, another one came on the scene, Smith Wigglesworth died, or somebody died and Brother Branham came on the scene. I mean, just a very few days. And we'll show it, we'll see it through the history of revival. But we need a revival. We need a revival to get us out and get us up.
Amen.
Get us out of ourselves and get us up into God. It's a late hour, folks. Ready? Okay. All right, it's a late hour. So God bless you. You pray for us. If you don't understand what I just said, you know, ask questions. Don't go off and like Brother Dale says, discuss it to everybody else. You need to discuss it with whoever you have something against or a problem with. But I'm like Brother Dale. I'm down to the place now where I'm just going to turn to Daniel 9:24 and I'm going to let you read it. If you can't agree with the Bible, you're sure not going to agree with any quote. But I'm just going to let you read the Bible. Explain that to me. Of those three periods, and then try to put all this other together. But I think God's done it for us. Amen. Well, thank you for coming. God bless you. Eat all you want. But as I said before, this is not a buffet that you can take things home with you. You eat what you want to here, but don't take stuff home with you. It's not yours. Got it? It's not yours to take home. Eat all you want. If you need Salvation Army, yeah, we'll get you stuff. But I promise you, everybody in this room has got food in their cupboard. If you don't, then we're sure happy to give it to you. But don't be a glutton. Please don't be a glutton. Be thankful for what you get.
Amen.
And if God gives you more, then be thankful for that. But God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for this life that you give us. We thank you for this word that you give us. Lord, we thank you, number one, that you died at Calvary, that you can clean us up from a world of sin and save our soul. And Lord, then fill us up with you, Lord, the very fountain of all eternity. Lord, we pray that you'd just help each one of us, Lord, to live a better life, even from this day forward, Lord. Our conviction will be from the time we leave here, Lord, to the time we go home and come back, that we'll draw closer to you. Pray just a little bit more. Study just a little bit more. Read your Bible just a little bit more. Lord, I pray that the words we said today, Lord, will be honorable to you, Father, and that you'll take each word, Lord, that's been spoken, and that you'll let it be a revelation in our hearts. Bless the ones, Lord, that are not here today, Brother Bob, and the different ones. Bless them. Give them traveling mercies. Lord, sanctify this food that we're about to partake of, Lord, that it'll nourish our body. Forgive us of our sins, Lord. And as we do now during this next couple of weeks, we give you all the thanksgiving. The praise and honor and glory goes to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All is well. All wanna thank you, Lord, for leaving me hear your word.